say, Lord, I want to give us an analogy to know who God is, so that the understanding can enter into our spirit. So let's assume God is there. Let's assume he's there. The Bible says, to whom coming? As coming to a living stone. Number one, God is alive. What did I say? God is alive, and he's, we have a guardian angels that guard him. We call them the cherubims. The cherubims, they don't dare to behold him. They say they have six wings. With two, they cover their faces. With two, they cover their body. And with two, they cover their feet. John the beloved, he was with Jesus Christ. They ate together. They drank together. They slept together. When he saw him in Revelation, he said, when he saw him, his countenance was like the sun shining seven times. I don't know, many of us, the sun is 150 million kilometers away from here. But you cannot even stand outside and look at the sun with your naked eyes. 150 kilometers away. So let's paraventure, they bring you and bring you standing close to the sun. You can't even get there. Everything will just melt, you know. It's not as if it will melt, it will just disappear. The particles will not even be found. 150 kilometers away, we cannot lift up our eyes and behold the sun. He said he saw him like the sun shining in his full strength seven times. He said his hair was white as wool. He had fire coming out of his eyes. So when we are coming to God, this is who we are coming to. Praise the Lord. We read the whole of Genesis. This is the same one. He spoke the word into existence. He didn't move a finger. He said, let there be light. Yes. He said, let there be just an expanse. He said, there was an expanse. He said, let the dry land appear. He brought forth the earth out of the midst of the waters. Praise the Lord. So when you come to worship him, this is the last portion of the year in a relay, in God's relay, the last lap, you end it with thanksgiving. And that's why we're here. We are here this Sunday to celebrate our God. We are here to offer the sacrifice of praise unto God. So I want you to prepare your heart. I want you to open up your heart, open up your mind. Praise the Lord. I say in God's relay, the last lap, how do you finish it? How do you finish it? The last lap, you finish it with thanksgiving. You start it up in his glory. That's why if you see the way the Bible is arranged, they started with his glory, the wonders of creation, but the last lap, talk about worship. Even all the angels, the Bible talks about when God was being worshipped. If you read Revelation 4 and Revelation 5, he said when they worship God on earth, worship on earth, praise the Lord, when they worship God on earth, even the angels that stood around, they said the whole of the angels, they gather around the throne. He said they fell down to worship God. When the worship of God is going on, the angels don't stand in heaven. They just fall down, they bow. When they worship the angels in heaven. When they begin to worship holy, what is the Lamb? And not even the Bible talks about the four elders, the 24 elders, the four living creatures. Say they remove their crown and they put it on the feet. You don't stand in God's presence and bring your identity. You don't come with your glory, your personality. I am this person, I am that person. When you come to God, you come empty, you come naked. You see, Job said, naked I was born, and naked I go into the grave. This is the majesty and the glory of our God. Praise the Lord. This is the person we serve. Abraham, he said, Abraham of the Most High God. The psalmist said, I am fearfully and wonderful. He said, I will praise you. He said, I will praise you because of myself. Yes, you know, because of myself, I am fearfully. I am wonderfully made. He said, wonderful are your works. I am a wonder. I am a living wonder on earth. I don't know what you say. I don't know how you analyze. I don't know what Satan has put into our mind. Yes, all of this and understand. You see, I don't want to go into preaching, but I just want you to see who God is. When we are coming to God, it's a high privilege. Yes, it's a high privilege. It's a high honor. You don't say nothing is happening in here. Amen. You don't say when we gather together and all of God love, in as much as God loves man, there is something else that God loves. God loves the assembly. We're discussing with Pastor Jennifer in my house where God was just opening up something. He said God loves the assembly. He loves when his people gather together. He loves the gathering of his people. He loves the assembly. Apart from loving the world, apart from you loving you as a person, he said when we gather together, that's why they say in Hebrew, the Hebrew say what? Do not forsake the gathering together of ourselves, the assembly of the brethren. God loves the assembly when we gather. Yes, not to even say some big things. When we gather to even feast. Yes, we just gather together. We're just eating together and just praising our God. Yes, just feast. That's why we have so many feasts in the Bible. He said, three times you appear before me in a year. Just gather. He just wants. What are they going to do for him? Just gather. He said, three times in a year, I want all your people to assemble before me. The feast of tabernacle, the feast of ingathering, and the feast of harvest. When you harvest your crop, carry some and just come and eat it in my presence. I just want to be looking at you. Let me show you a scripture to tell you who God is. Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17. Once you know who you serve, you know the amazing person that we serve, who we worship. The Lord your God in the midst of you is mighty. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will save, he will rejoice over you with joy. He will quiet you with, that word rest is to quiet you with his love. He will quiet you in his love. He will joy over you with singing. One, we have the wonder of creation. You read everything in Genesis, how God created the whole world. That was another beauty, another wonder in itself. Then we have the beauty of redemption. When man has totally lost it, he said, God, he rejoices over you with joy. He will quiet you in his love, and he will joy over you with singing. How many of you believe that God can sing? The only thing that God makes God to sing is you. Yes. It's you, not in any state, just because you are a human being. Let us make man in our image. May God give us an understanding of that scripture. Let us make man in our image. Let him make him after our likeness, and let him be like us. That is what gives God joy, and that is what he celebrates and he glories. I want you to lift up your voice and begin to worship and appreciate him. When we come to God, this is who we come to. He spoke the whole world. I told us he spoke everything into existence. The earth, the sea, everything. What a majesty. What gives you strength day by day? Where do you draw strength from? Where do you draw strength from? Somebody say, I don't believe in God. Ask him, what do you draw strength from? Every blessed day in the midst of this world. Mama defined this word for us last week. This world is a place of horror. Hope you are aware. This world is a terrible place. Terrible. This world is evil. It's a wicked place. We saw the definition of this world. Where do you draw your daily strength from? What is the source of your hope? I say, yeah, what is the source of your hope? I just left the university. I saw my mother dying of cancer. Dying of cancer. I was with her in the hospital, sleeping with her. I saw her breast beginning to decay. Kept decaying. Thank God I was born again. Where will I draw strength from as a young man? I just finished my university. We are four. My other brother finished university. We just finished. Reiki, I just finished secondary school. And Gift just finished primary school. All of us were in transition program. My mother died. We were with her 40 days in the hospital. He died. You know, but in the midst of that, in the midst of death, she started telling me some vision she was seeing. She was a Muslim who led her to Christ then. She said she saw a white place. They bought a vehicle for her to pick her and all of those things. God began showing her the glories of heaven. That she was going to heaven. And with that joy, not one tear. It's not as if I don't look. Not one tear dropped from my eyes. I met my father. They were all crying. Where do you draw strength from? Yes, I draw strength. I knew I needed to be strong for my younger ones. She just finished primary school. I went to meet her. I said, Do you know where mama is? Do you know where mama? I went immediately. I left the hospital. I went to meet her. Do you know where mama is? Mama, you know, she has gone to a place that is better than here. Yes, she has gone to a place that is better than here. She has gone to a place of everlasting peace. She has gone to glory. That was the way. Where do you draw strength from in the midst every blessed day? When there is no food to eat. Yes, when there is no money to pay the rent. God is the source of our strength. In Jehovah is everlasting strength. In him is everlasting strength. Job who had lost everything. But what was his strength? What was his confidence? What kept him going? What kept him going towards God in his life? The foolish man said there is no God. Where does he draw strength from? Where does he draw victory from day by day? When Abiola first wife died, I had that story. He said, Oloshowo, there's a way he insulted money. Money could not bring her back. Rockefeller, was the richest man in the world. When he was dying, he insulted money. There are two things that govern this world. They say God and Mammon. Mammon means money. Wealth. God and Mammon, two are the two forces that rule this world. Every other thing is categorized under two. Jesus said he cannot serve God and Mammon at the same time. God and Mammon, we have God in our life. We have God in our life. He's your strength, he's your confidence, he's our rejoicing, he's our hope. That's why I'm very, very strong. I'm very, very strong because God has made me strong. In Jehovah is everlasting strength. He said, God gives strength, God gives splendor, God gives glory. Yes. Somebody say, it's okay, you don't believe in God. Where do you get strength from day by day? That's why men go and commit suicide. Commit suicide because they have not eaten in the morning. I've been without job for 4 years now, they go and commit suicide. If there is God in your life, there is the beauty, there is joy. Everything you can think of is in your life. I want you to begin to appreciate God. Thank him for this year. Thank him for this year. Thank him for the wonder of life. I picked up my life. I know God has a destiny for us. Look at all of us here. This is me, this is my younger sister, the elder one is married, and my firstborn is in Kaduna. Where were we going to pick up from? Where were we going to pick up from? If not this God. We all have stories. You don't know how big this God is. He told Israel, one day I just want to come and visit you people. Just visit. The Bible says he came on that mountain. The mountain began to smoke.
Moses, that was the man of God, the right, the God's own right man, hand man. The Bible said in Hebrew that Moses said, I exceedingly quake. I quake and I tremble. This was why he entered the tabernacle, the glory will come down. But when God descended on that mountain, I want to just visit my people. I want to pass them the Ten Commandments. The Bible said the mountains were quaking. There was smoke everywhere. Mountain. See, the mountain was literally shaking. Moses himself that was standing there, he said, I began to quake. I quake and I was exceedingly afraid. That's the God who are coming to worship. That's the one who are coming to bow down and adore. When you come to church, I want to give us a definition of what we are coming to do. So that next year, 2016, the way we come to God, the way we approach God will be different. It will be different. Let our understanding be transformed. What a glory. He said, though he slay me. He said, though he slay me. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. That was the testimony of Job. For 9 months, after Job lost his wife, lost his daughter, his children, his property, his body, he was scratching his body for 9 months. He was on the floor, scratching with pus shed, broken pot. He was using to rashes from the crown of his head to the sole of his foot for affliction for 9 months. He looked, he said, though he slay me. Though he slay me, he said, yet will I trust in him. David danced before this God like a king. He was dancing and was going naked. He said, I will do it yet more. If I have an opportunity to do it, I will do it again. He was dancing and was getting naked. These were the people that understood God. You can be in church for 20 years and don't understand God. And don't know the God that you serve. In Jesus' name, can we have a seat? Let me just show some things very brief. Father, we thank you for today. This is the gathering of your people unto you. Thank you, our Father. We celebrate you. Our Father, we are proud of you. We are proud of your wonders. We are part of your creation. We are proud of redemption. Thank you for the wisdom of creation. We thought that is the best that could come out until redemption came. We thought, well, this is everything that there is, but you still tell us that there's a glory that is coming. Thank you, our Father. We give you praise and we give you glory. Thank you for Hofan. This is your house. This is your home. Thank you for every one of us. Thank you for our lives. We all live in abundance. Yes, we all live in the fullness of your wishes. Day by day, you load us with benefit, even the things that pertain to salvation. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. We've done a lot of appreciation, so I won't dwell much on that. I want to appreciate every one of you, and I want to congratulate you mightily for 2015. You are not clapping. I said I want to congratulate you mightily for 2015. God has been so good. God has been so wonderful and kind. I want to appreciate the elders, deacon, and the pastorate. God bless you. God strengthen you and uphold you in Jesus' name. You need, there's a proverb here. Let me use it to bring home the message. You know, for those of us that feel God has not done enough and not appreciating God, and for those of us that are already appreciating God and now appreciating as we ought to, because no man can fully appreciate God. In Ethiopia, they say that you should not blame God for having created the tiger. You know, some people begin to wonder, why did God create tiger? And all of those things, of what economic benefit it is to man. That is one truth. That is one dimension of truth. God created the tiger. Anyway, didn't create them to be violent, but let's take them the way they are now. They say that you should not blame God for having created the tiger, but you should appreciate God for not giving it wings. Did you hear what I say? Did you hear what I say? You are supposed to be clapping. You are supposed to, you are not clapping for this. I'm showing you the majesty of your God. He said we should not blame God for having created a tiger, but we should appreciate him for not giving it wings. Imagine the tiger has wings. Imagine it can fly. You just be in your compound. They say rapture has happened. Can you see the beauty and the majesty of creation? Do you see? You know, the power is in the air. That's why the military might today now is how you can do all your fighter jets, your all those ballistic missiles. Not a ground soldier now. How good you can shoot ground to ground battle. They just stay in America. They are superpower. If you disturb them in America, they don't even need to come here. They just sit there in America and just level Nigeria zero. That is where is power? Power is where. That's why you say in Christ we are lifted and seated with him. You want to be lifted above war, principality and power. Where are they? Because they are what? Yes, they are up there. So when Jesus Christ, that man was on earth here, they were just oppressing us. So when Jesus died, that's why he said when he ascended, he led captivity captive. He took us and seated us on high in the place of authority so that I can have more authority over them. So the power is where? It's in the air.
So all the animals that God gave the ability to fly, he did not give any one of them part man. All of them that God gave what? What did I say? You know, I said, I'm not preaching. I just say one or two things. We just worship God and close here. What? I say all of the animals that got the area what? Might. They cannot what? Yes. It did not give them the ability to hurt man. Imagine all those chicken and all these eagles. Come and just pick them. You just pick them in your presence, nothing can happen. What? Okay, now, you know, a lot of us don't like mosquito, right? What if the mosquito has the power to transmit HIV? Who did not give mosquito that power? No wonder they say the whole earth. You know, we are here complaining that nothing is happening. They say, holy, Isaiah chapter 6. Say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth. The whole earth. The whole earth is full of his glory. It's you that looked at the earth and you don't see glory. I have asked you one question now. Mosquito transmits malaria. That's one who have the power to handle. That's why I say no temptation will happen to you except what gives you the power to handle. God does not permit things to happen on earth except what man, even in his natural state, has the capacity to handle it. Even when the earth was falling, you know, falling to wicked spirit. I would say we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, principality and power. He said what? Spiritual. He said wicked. They are wicked. You don't know how wicked they are. He said spiritual what? Wickedness. And they are not here. They are in places that we cannot reach except in our God that we can reach them. He says spiritual wickedness where? In high places. You don't know how wicked it is. He said that has that ability. Do you think you'll be burdening himself? You just mosquito start transmitting HIV. What will be left? All the pomp and the pride of men, where will it be? All our might, all our glory, where will it be? Yes, all our jumping up and down and feeling we are somebody. Absolutely, man is nothing outside of his God. What about the essential things in life? The essential things in life, the things you need to live on this earth to survive this earth, all of them are free. You see, something happened in Iran, either Iran or Pakistan. There was this man, they put him in prison. He distributed Bible. Say, if you release me again, I'll see distribute Bible. So they called him one day, they were insulting him. You know, the Pentecostal Christians there. They were insulting him. You give your Bible for free. You understand? He's so cheap. They were insulting, so cheap, it's worthless, there's no value. The Bible. And all of because their own books, they sell it. And he said, it's so worthless, it's so cheap. Then he looked at the man, God gave him wisdom. He said, look at this light. Did you pay for it? This light. Do you pay for it? The man said, yes. He said, look at the light of the sun. Did you pay for it? The man said, no. He said, the authentic is free. Amen. You see, the essential things you need in life, they are all of them are free. If we don't know. Because, you know, what Satan does is to... The Bible says, in Daniel 7:25, he will seek to change the times and the law that God has ordained on the earth. And it is in the pattern of that law that our praises, our appreciation, our thanks... That's why men are not thankful enough on it and they are sad. Because it's Satan. Satan has thwarted our understanding. Because the essential things in life that you what you need to survive, God has given to you to free. The air that you breathe, how much do you pay for it? The air that you breathe, the oxygen that you take, how much do you pay for it? God make it free. No man can cage it and sell it. If it is possible, men will do it. Yes. Yes. Because it's men that is responsible for all these things that we're seeing. The Bible says in the last day, perilous time shall come. Because what? Because men put full stop there. When you say men put full stop, you say in the last day, perilous, dangerous, tough times will come on there. Because what? Because Jesus said, beware of men. So man is responsible for everything you see. So they look at the air, the oxygen you take. It's free. Praise the Lord. But in our estimation, in our value, 2015 Jeep is higher than what? 2016 Jeep is higher than the air that we breathe. True or false? Let's be true. Let's tell ourselves the truth. Is in our estimation, 2016 Jeep. Abi, in estimation what? Even God gave you 10,000 breath to take in a day. It's of no value to you. These are the things that the angel look at. They say the world is full of his glory. These are the things they celebrate. But unfortunately, man that God has designed these things for, that man, that's why I read the whole of Genesis 1. God deliberately made the world. He sat down to make it. He said, let it, and it was order. It was pattern. He said, let there be light. He did the light. He said, the light is okay. He said, then let there be an expanse. Imagine how shocky the world would be. He said, let there be an expanse. That's why he said, no matter the taller the house, the better. Imagine living in a house that the roof is here. You know, like that. So he said, let there be an expanse, you know, in the firmament to divide the waters from the water. So, and God created the heavens, which is the physical heavens. We say what? It was the second day. And God saw that this is good. Was it good for God or good for who? Man has not yet even been made. Before he was even born. Praise the Lord. Before man was even born, everything that God was doing was patterned, was designed for that. What an abomination that man will come and will not give God thanks. Yes, what an abomination. You run from January to December, it is nothing in your eyes. Expanse after the expanse. Then what did he say? He said the next one, he said, let the dry land appear, let the waters be gathered. He gathered them to one place. He said, let the dry land appear. He separated the water from the earth. And he now spoke to the earth. He said, let the earth bring forth vegetation that will continue to yield itself. Praise the Lord. He produces vegetation. That was what? The third day. He now created the light. Let there be light. Angels does not need this light. Angel, God, people in heaven, they don't know this light. God did it for man. So when you look at the sun, what comes into your eye, into your heart? When you wake up in the morning and if the sun refused to come out, what will you do? There are some things you just think. One day I wanted to worship. It was Monday. He said, if the sun, you know, what will you do? I just started worshiping him. There are some things that will break you to tears in his presence. The sun doesn't have value until they go and kill one animal and remove skin from the animal and use it to make one shoe, and they call it Italian shoe, and they give it to you, then you'll be happy. Yes, he said, it's for the whole world. In the whole world, you are part of the world. If you were the only one alive, God would, if you were the only one that would be the man, let's say the Adam. Adam is not even supposed to give birth. Any one of us could have been the Adam. If you were the one that was Adam, God would have still made all these things for you. Praise the Lord. So the essential things in like water. Water, is water not free? It's not, even as much as you try to sell it, it's still free. It is one essential commodity you can go. If I walk up to this house now and I'm thirsty, they'll give me water. If I walk up to where I don't know, water is still. Look at water is life. All those things that man needs to, all the things that sustain man's life on earth, they are all free. I say the air that you breathe and the water that you drink. Praise the Lord. You can drink every other liquid and not drink water in a year. What do you think will happen? You die of sicknesses that the world has not seen, they will just kill you. All of this thing that produces life. The light of the sun. That's why I give an analogy that the sun, the authentic light. Look at the light of the sun. God made it free. In God, when we discover this electricity, it's supposed to be free everywhere. Because God is a giver. He gives freely. All of these things you are seeing that they are selling. That's why we organize government and all of those things. They're supposed to give it and give it free. But because of what? Because in the last day, perilous time shall come. Because what? Everything. So look at tap water. We even know it's even an essential thing that it's supposed to have. It's supposed to every house, all of those things. So it's not God that is responsible for those problems. The problem is man that is responsible. And be angry with men because you are what? You are a man. Praise the Lord. So I say the essential thing in life are what? Are free. I just listed some. I say what? The air. What? The water. The sun. You know, it's from the sun that they draw photosynthesis. The sun supplies life. That's the dead, but it's the God of the living. Everything that God created is alive. The water is alive. You just fresh water and put it, fill it in life space. More time you need to see fish will begin to come out. If you see the bird that in the sky, where did they come from? It was from the water. God just spoke to the water. He said, let the water bring forth what? Living creature, all these crocodiles, all these hippopotamus. It is the water that brought them forth. Kill all of them today, God will still bring forth another. From the waters. I went to one mountain to pray one time. There was a place that water accumulated. And I saw small, small fish inside. How did this thing get here? I was wondering until God gave me understanding. Water supplies life. That's why when you drink water, every time there are things that sustain your physical life, all of those things are free. Now, the thing that makes us sad are the things that man has made. Abi? Men have made and all of those things that will now begin to put our value chain, will build our value chain around those things. Say, you cannot serve God and mammon. Yes, he said, we're in this world, we use the things of this world, but we're not of the world. So we don't value, our value system, our perception is not the same way that men perceive things. Praise the Lord. He said, that's why I say the fig tree does not blossom. There are no olive in the vine, the store, there are no cattle in the store. He said, I will rejoice in God my Savior. I'll be joyful in the God of my salvation. Praise the Lord. Amen. All of these, look at this sand. I was just thinking, look at sand. Sand can never be exhausted. You say, we are finished building with all the sand. There is no more sand. All of those things will continue in circle. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want you to rise up on your feet and begin to appreciate this God. There's so many things to be said. I'm not going to any preaching. I just say some, just from creation, we did not even go to the wonders of redemption. We did not talk about redemption. That one is weightier. It's weightier than the glory we see in creation. But this is who God is. Every air you breathe. What if God say you are not going to breathe? I'm not going to give you oxygen to breathe. You, everybody can breathe. I'm going to seize your own breath. You see how we start running, crying everywhere and all of those things. But when it was there, we did not appreciate it. He said, oh, you hypocrites. You sometimes, you know, somebody that will be crying on there, God will look at it and say, look at this hypocrite. Well, when that life was there, did you value it? Did you appreciate it? Then somebody died, oh, Lord, you running up and down, crying. So after 40 days again, you are still crying. It's you that you are crying. God will look at you from heaven. The angels look at this hypocrite. You know, that's Jesus' style. Yes, now, you hypocrite. You hypocrite. So let's learn to appreciate and value this God. The beauty of our life. I tell always, even Jesus alone, even drawing strength from Jesus day by day. Having that hope, a man will lose his job, but he's still full of hope because he knows that God still has something for me tomorrow. Some lose their job, they are going to commit suicide. When Cardinal Market was born, some Igbo men were rushing into their shop to die with their shops. But the man that have Christ and have that understanding, know that this one burned down, God will give me another one. Even this whole, he said this earth, he will destroy it. He said there will be, I will create a new earth and a new heaven. This is not all that God can do. There is a new earth and there is a new heaven that is coming. I want you to begin to appreciate him and thank him. Please, can you rise up on your feet? Rise up on your feet, lift up your heart. Worship him, thank him. The food that we eat, they grow on their own. Yes. The food that we eat, they grow on their own. Every day he feeds us. The water that we drink, the food that we eat, you don't even need to plant them. On their own, they grow. That's the majesty of your God. Did you climb to have that child? Look at your child. Those of you that know you're married, God will give you children. Look at the beauty of having a child. But child, you have twins. What compares to them? Eh? What compares to them? What did you give? What did you pay that God gave it to you? God gave it to you free. What else do we want? God, you know, I said God does not need to give me anything in life. I'm okay. Yes, that's my life. I'm serious. And God is my witness. In my thinking, I have gotten everything that life can afford. The rest of my life is just to thank God. I'm not talking about this man. No, I have Christ in my life. I have the privilege of having a family. And all of those, there are some, you know, the things we value. The things we value, Satan has turned, I told you Satan is the one that has turned the order. That's why we have marriages, we don't appreciate those marriages. Little things and all of those things. The God that gave you the privilege that for marriage, God gives you another human being. Can you know what he means? So look at Adam. Who can make, you know, yes, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Then when it's time, you say you needed marry. God carried one. He yanked the person from the family. Sorry for those of you that he yanked the person from the family, and the person gave you all her allegiance. Yes, look at my wife, all her allegiance is to me. Yes, there are things you don't violate. You know, all her allegiance, even in jail, he said that her thought, her joy, everything about the woman thinks is going to be you. That's why if you see women discord, they don't hear your husband in my office, the husband, even the man is beating them every day. Yes, you know. So when you want to, God now carries another human being and gives it to you. Oh my goodness. He that is in a honor that does not know is like a beast that perishes. If the whole world is saying something else that offend God, it should not be people that have been redeemed by the same God. As a woman, God gives you a man. A man, he gives, that is your everlasting possession. Yes. The man who love you more than all his family, all his siblings, everything, he gives you priority, all his thinking pattern and everything is my wife, my children, and all of those things. Look at your children. What did you pay for it? Eh? God can give you 10 children. But because maybe God did not give, say, I mean, I'm always trekking. Look at my mate, all of them have bought car and all of those things, The man is sad. Then they are looking at this is an abomination from heaven. I must God will give you this thing, but it should not be a prime, not a basis. Even when God gives you self, it's not even a basis for joy. That's what I'm saying. If God gives you, yes, if He gives you all these things, he said the Gentiles, pagans, He said this is the thing they go after. See, you, it's not, you should not go after this thing. Pagan, He calls them Gentiles. He said your father knows that you need them. It's a need. God will meet those needs in our lives, but they are not even testimony. Yes. They are not even praise. When you want to give God, they say your praise is not even come. Those are not the springs. Those are not the wires of the springs of your joy. You are rejoicing and celebrating before God. Yes. The man that is saying, God, I thank you for this water that I can drink. Maybe that praise will be higher than the man says, thank you for this 10 gifts that you have given me. Yes, water. I'm telling you, water. Say, he that gives a prophet a cup of water to drink in my name, he shall not lose his reward. Mama, improve with my message.
I have no